This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's already Thursday, the 16th of October, 2003. I'm Alex Jones. Had a lot of calls to get to, a ton of news. We got a guest coming up in the next segment. The Terry Schindler-Schiavo case. They pulled her feeding tube in Florida yesterday. She's conscious. She's awake. She cries when her mother comes in the room. The video of that's been released for months. There's new video out. We'll talk about that for a couple segments and take calls. And I'm getting into U.S. troops battle at Iraqi-Syria border. Also, senators joined forces to roll back parts of Patriot Act. Smallpox vaccination plan ceased thanks to people being educated on the facts. Great success case here. This is from USA Today. I want to go over some of the atrocities our troops are admittedly committing under globalist control in Iraq. It's important that we cover the facts on that. So a lot more coming up in this second hour of the show. Don't forget the website, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Let's talk to Dave in Delaware. Yes. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Alex, I have a Delaware State newspaper in front of me right now that came out yesterday pertaining to the Pledge of Allegiance. And if I can read just a slight piece here.
Sure, go ahead.
To start with, it says they're giving you a fax number and a telephone number in case somebody wants to call in, but it's saying, I believe that the Constitution provision against the establishment of religion does not require a government devoid of religion. Title 14, Section 4105 of the Delaware Code requires public schools to begin the day by reciting the pledge. The code includes the traditional language for the pledge. The next section, Title 14, says any teacher or principal not requiring the pledge to be recited shall be fined not less than $50 or imprisoned not more than 10 days. Mrs. Brady, that's the governor, said enforcement of the pledge has changed to wake up the U.S. Supreme Court decision, and the schools cannot force students to recite the oath.
Okay, so what are you getting at?
I have a phone number here if anybody wanted to call it or fax it. What it is, what are your views on reviewing, removing the phrase under God from the Pledge of Allegiance?
Well, there's a big move to do that. I mean, a federal court in Kentucky 2 years ago ruled that the Declaration of Independence is unconstitutional. The amount of lunacy, again, about removing the foundation, just like the Ten Commandments, removing the foundation of what America is all very serious. But I would just get out of the public schools, period.
That's the best way.
I mean, still having the pledge or saying under God is window dressing on just an evil system.
Well, just like your currency, it says, in God we trust, but what God are they speaking about?
Well, also, see, I mean, it's all just... You know, they talk about the grand architect. Well, that's what they talk about in The Matrix Reloaded.
Yeah.
When they talk about the grand architect of the universe, folks, they're talking about old Beelzebub.
Now, would you want me to give this number out in case somebody wanted to fax anything?
Fax it to who? The state?
State of Delaware, State News.
Sure, if you want to, go ahead.
Okay, it's area code 302-741-8252.
Okay, sir, thank you so much for the call. We're out of time now for this short segment, and I'll get to Bill and Ron and Donnie and everybody else that's patiently holding. But we got a guest coming up about Terry Schiavo, so be patient. They pulled her feeding tube yesterday. Within 50 to 60 hours, they say there'll be irrevocable damage to her nervous system and body. She's had infections for 10 years. She's not allowed to be given treatment for infections or problems or to be given physical therapy. She was talking 10 years ago, but not anymore. Her eyes are open. She cries when she sees her mother, her daddy. But the estranged husband wants the tube out, wants her gone. Gets some cash, too, when that happens. She got a settlement. That's coming up. You'll want to stay with us. This is heartbreaking.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
I want to talk to you about a serious problem and a number of ways it may affect you. If you have trouble picking up your grandchild, doing the gardening, golfing, or just getting out of bed comfortably, I want to introduce you to a revolutionary new breakthrough called Feels Like a New Knee. The name should tell you exactly why we want you to have the chance to try this remarkable product out for yourself for 30 days at our risk. We have over 10,000 people right now who swear by this product each and every day. They wouldn't get up in the morning without it, and you shouldn't either, particularly when we guarantee it will make a huge difference in your life. It will help solve the problem or you don't pay. Let's hear from some of those 10,000.
It's just absolutely miraculous. It's hard to believe. You've got to try it. Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
For complete details and to try Feels Like a New Knee, call 1-800-442-1102. 1-800-442-1102.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Even the liberal London Independent is disgusted and outraged by the Terry Schindler-Schiavo case. Here's the headline. She can move and open her eyes, yet a court rules she must die. Why? For 13 years, Terry Schiavo has lain in a bed, severely brain damaged, fed by a tube, and unable to tell the outside world whether she wants to live or die. Well, that's not true. She's mumbled. She's been able to eat food years ago when she wasn't given treatment. Her husband, Michael, says his wife once told him she would not want her life artificially extended. Yeah, because it's so fashionable in the news. People, everybody says that. Her parents, Bob and Mary Schindler, argue against the opinion of most experts that with extensive therapy, she might, to some extent, recover. Well, there's a bunch of doctors that have said that on the record. Even if she does not improve, they say life in any form is worth preserving. Yesterday, Ms. Schiavo's husband prevailed after a court judgment on Tuesday. Doctors in Florida removed the feeding tube that was kept the 39-year-old woman alive. She expected to die sometime within the next fortnight. Okay, and joining us is an activist who has been on the front lines of this fight to preserve life and to not have this sick, and I mean sick, sick, sick culture of death. He's Mark Pickup with Human Life Matters. And you can go to his website at humanlifematters.com, and he's involved in the case. We've had her family, her lawyers, and others on. Now we've got Mark Pickup involved right in the middle of this. And Mark, you've got some disabilities yourself, and we're honored to have you on the show, and very thankful to you for your calling to stand up against this sick culture of death. Tell us about yourself and the latest developments in this case, sir.
Well, Alex, it's a real privilege to be on your show. Yes, I am disabled. I have chronic progressive multiple sclerosis. My days are spent in a wheelchair now. My future may not be all that different to Terry's. So there is a personal affinity with what's happening in her life. And I often wonder, my wife loves me. She has held me up as someone of value even when I didn't value myself. So I get to live. But Terry's husband apparently doesn't. Does that mean she doesn't get to live? Well, apparently that's what it means. That really scares me, because it puts people with disabilities in a very vulnerable position. If you're wanted, you stay. If you're not wanted, you go.
Well, now you're involved in the case, and tell us how you're involved, and then give us the latest developments, please.
I was speaking in Charlotte, North Carolina, 2 years ago, and Bob and Mary Schindler approached me directly, her mom and dad approached me directly, and asked for our help, Human Life Matters help. That is how we got involved. Because we are based in Canada, we want this, as each step, each door closed, each step faltered for Terry, it became gradually apparent that America was not going to protect her. In particular, Florida was not going to protect her. And so, on the 22nd of September, I asked our immigration minister up here in Canada if he would put together an asylum offer for Terry, a woman who is, in essence, an alien in her own country. And I must tell you, I have a deep and abiding love for America. I've spoken all across America, and one of the things that I've always admired about America was that wonderful founding Declaration of Independence. And I really cannot understand when you've said we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And it goes on to talk about the inalienable rights. And what are those rights? The first one it says is the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Why is Terry being denied her right to life if it's inalienable?
Well, because we've got an aging population, they want to set the precedent to kill who they want when they want, and most Americans, as well as Canadians or humans on this green jewel that we call Earth, are ignorant of what Wesley Smith has exposed in the Wall Street Journal and dozens of articles and in two best-selling books, The Culture of Death and others, that you have this death community, this group of ghouls, and that hundreds of people have been begging audibly, please give me food, and have had their feeding tubes, their life support taken off of them.
Yeah.
And I've sat here and we've tracked others who are in less of a state of disability than Terry.
That's right.
And people just don't know about this, but we do. And can you speak to any of the history of that?
Yes. I know what it's like to have be excluded. I know what it's like to have someone come up to me and say, I'd rather be dead than be like you. I've had that happen, sure. But are we a culture of death? When I talked about your declaration, it spoke about a culture of inclusion, of life, where everybody's included. It didn't say some people. It said all men, in which they meant everybody. So do we go with this new age? We're going to have this utilitarian model now. Are we going to reject the wisdom of people like John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and go with what, Peter Singer? Is that what we're going to go for?
For those that don't know, Peter Singer is so respected. He's spoken before the governor's conference last year. He calls baby subhuman mackerel, old people worthless, and retarded children subhuman. And he's praised as a loving liberal.
Mm. Yes, he is. I reject that. And I happen to believe that Most people of goodwill in America and in Canada and elsewhere reject that. It's time that we as a people stood up and said, no more. This is not the kind of world we want. A world where only the winners have a place, and those people who are the losers are discarded.
Well, it's, you know, we heard that social Darwinism is what run, is what drove the robber barons. And social Darwinism is survival of the fittest, the most wicked. If that was the case, we should praise Hitler.
That's
this
right.
is sick, this is evil. And this is a Hitlerian model of Margaret Sanger and Peter Singer and the rest of this garbage. We had hundreds of thousands of women forcibly sterilized in this country. And, you know, they apologize about that later, but they always have new evil.
Alex, you know, I wasn't going to mention this, but 2 days ago, I got a phone call when the story was just breaking, and there was this frail little voice on the end of the line of some little old lady. And she said to me, I was born in 1940 in Germany. I've been disabled since birth. And she then related how her parents had to hide her for 3 years before they could eventually sneak her out of the country. And she said, now you're trying to sneak a disabled person out of the country. Things haven't changed. The only thing that changed was the country's name.
Well, people think Hitler invented all this stuff. It actually came from the U.S. Eugenics was a product of New York City and a group of scientists there and a group of scientists and people in England, in London, England. One of them, H.G. Wells, who was a futurist, not just a science fiction writer. And they called for this kind of this Logan's Run type system. And for all these yuppies that think, quote, right to die is so cool, it's not the right of you to die. It's the right of the government to kill you. And it's going on. They pulled Terry's feeding tube yesterday. They say it'll be irreparable damage within 50 to 60 hours. We're now looking at 40 hours or so. She could be dead by this weekend, dead by next week. We're not sure how long the torture will go on. We've gone through on this show what death by dehydration is like.
It's not a pretty sight at all.
The tongue turning black and cracking and bleeding, the blood leaving the skin sloughing off, incredible torture. What is she facing right now, and what are the appeals? What's going on with Jeb Bush?
Well, we're waiting for our immigration minister to make an asylum offer to the United States government. Whether that's accepted at a national or a state level is out of our hands. But what we're trying to do is offer a life-affirming alternative to starvation. I do not understand. Where did we get to this point where we have got to execution by starvation?
By the way, she's not in a coma. Her eyes are open.
Oh, no, she's not. That's all fiction.
She smiles. There's video of it. How do they say this, then?
Well, it's like me coming into the studio and say, with a yellow chair and saying, what do you think of my black chair? You say, no, it's yellow. I say, no, it's black. But in the face of all the evidence, they still maintain the fiction. This doesn't make sense, Alex. So what I'm saying is, if she is not welcome in your country, let her come to our country. We'll welcome her here. I've had calls for the last 3 days from countless people saying, we'll take care of her. We've got doctors up here that are prepared to give her the therapies that she was denied.
Will the husband let that happen?
Pardon me?
Will Mr. Schiavo allow that to happen?
I don't think he will. That's why I asked Governor Bush if he would make Terry a state of the court, which incidentally he should have done years ago.
Now, why is Mr. Schiavo also denied any type of care for infections or rehabilitation over the last 13 years? She's gotten much worse in those 13 years.
Well, of course, she's been denied any therapy that would have helped her. This is the best ask the question to Michael. He's her legal guardian. He's the one that has denied her every therapy that she could have helped her. He's even denied her antibiotics when she had infections. So the question should be asked to him. I think there's another question that should be asked to Governor Bush. As this has gone on, this abuse and neglect has gone on for 12 years. Terry should have been awarded the state years ago. It was evident years ago that Michael was not looking out for her best interest.
Well, now a lot of the money that she had in the settlement has been exhausted, so...
So we hear that money was intended for her therapy, not for Michael's pocket. Not for lawyers. That money was intended for Terry. And
I find it interesting that right down in Florida they're going to have the rock band, what is it, Hell on Earth, with someone committing suicide on stage.
But isn't that the epitome of a culture of death?
And well, they've got the big mainstream death groups going to the rock concert. They
right.
say it's wonderful.
So I guess the question comes down to this, Alex. Does America want to be a culture of death or a culture of life?
Stay there, sir. Can we do one more segment? I want to talk more about how we can try to save Terry. And we'll shift gears into other news and take calls, folks. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
God, I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
We're talking to Mark Pickup, who's working with Terry Scavo Schindler's family. Here's an article out of the Edmonton Sun. It's on Infowars.com. Judges rule disabled woman may be starved. This is from yesterday. Disabled Florida woman will lose her food supply today at noon. That was yesterday. And begin slowly starving to death at the behest of her husband, who plans to remarry. And efforts by local activists to save Terry Schindler-Schiavo's life by bringing her to Edmonton appear no closer to fruition. I think we still have hope, said Mark Pickup of Beaumont, founder of disabled advocacy group Human Life Matters. We may not be able to save Terry, but I think it's incumbent on all people of goodwill to offer life-affirming alternative to killing her. And, wow, that I think that really boils it all down there, what we're facing. And she's conscious, folks. She's awake, blinking her eyes, looking around. And they walk. How do you get doctors to come in and pull a tube out of her? This is, and again, next time they kill somebody, we'll be a little less, alarmed. We're just conditioned. Well, that's just what they do. This is a very dangerous trend, Mark, and a lot of the sicko yuppies that are involved in this, the trendies out there, of the bleeding hearts that in a sick way think this is good, they're going to end up in this position, unfortunately. Right. Reap what you sow. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I'm one of those sicko yuppies that used to be concerned about self only. It was not until my life was threatened and impacted that I began to care. So if I sound accusatory, there's three fingers pointing back at me. I think the case of Terry Schiavo is, although she can't speak, she's really asking America whether they will protect all of their citizens or just some of them. Is America for everyone or just the winners and the losers can go?
Well, Christ was talking about the little children. What you do to them, you do to me. He's talking about the weak. He's talking about those that can't defend themselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, I think that this is a pivotal point in America's history. We may not have realized it till now. But you have stood up so magnificently on the international stage and spoken up for human rights when other people wouldn't. But if you won't protect your own, I think you lose the right and the high ground.
Well, people pointed out, I remember, 10 years ago hearing conservatives point out that if you have all these 50 million abortions, 40 million abortions, you're going to have euthanasia, you're going to have doctor-assisted suicide, and then have the state involved. And now in Northern Europe, people don't have a choice. The government basically kills them. And we are an aging population, folks, and the families are being broken up. And who's going to be there to take care of you? So what can we do to help Terry right now?
What we can do to help Terry at this moment, let's go back to your other comment. If you're going to tamper with life at the beginning, why not tamper with it at the end? It's really what they were saying. And we're seeing the reality of that now. What we can do for Terry, and what I think every American and Canadian should be doing, is calling their elected officials to say, I expect you to call Governor Bush and say to him that you expect him to protect one of his voiceless, defenseless citizens.
Well, he says he won't interfere with the court, but he interfered with the court with his brother.
I know he did.
In the election.
Let me ask you a question, Alex. If Terry was his daughter, how do you think he'd be behaving? If Terry was my daughter, I'd be tearing every door down, crashing every gate to stop the killing. Wouldn't you?
Well, it's just horrible, and the globalist minions smell blood here, and they want it, and we pray they don't kill her. But if they do, I think it's going to be another rallying point, another victim, another martyr in all of this, and it's like the Patriot Act and the rest of it. We're not going to stop. We're not going to stop resisting this, folks. We're going to defeat this system of evil and death. How do folks, I've given out the Schiavo's number and info. I know they're totally overwhelmed right now, but any phone numbers, any ways we can get involved, any contact points?
Go to Terry's website, terriesfight.org. In that website, when you get in, scroll down, it says contact the media. Now, I don't know why they put it in there, but if you go into that site and scroll down, you'll see Governor Bush's phone number. Whether you're a citizen of Florida or not, he is a public representative, and his brother is the president. Call the office and say this will not be tolerated. People of goodwill across America are standing up for one defenseless woman.
Well, I hope to have you and the family back on as this develops. She could be dead within days. We pray that that this be blocked. Now, this is so important. Your website, sir, humanlifematters.com, a lot of key info there. Terry'sfight.org, terry'sfight.org. Links to both of these sites on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Thanks for your fight, sir. Thanks for standing up for all of us, because we're all going to be in this position. Most of us will be someday, and it's horrible precedent that's being set. And God bless you, sir. Take care, Mark. We'll be back and get into the global news and your calls. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Toxins are everywhere. They're in the air you breathe, in the food you eat, in the water you drink, and as a result, illness and disease have increased to the point that eventually we're all going to get sick with something unless we find a way to get these toxins and metals out of the body. EDTA chelation treatments cost about $100 each and take several hours at the doctor's office, not to mention the discomfort. But now there's Detoximin. This chelation suppository is a major breakthrough and is destined to revolutionize the way we detox our bodies. How much would you pay for 10 chelation treatments? Well, you can get approximately the same amount of chelating for only $289.95. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com to order Detoximin today. Hey, get the lead out, along with the mercury, arsenic, cadmium, and all the other stuff that gunks up your arteries and organs. Dr. Bruce Halstead, the grandfather of chelation, says Detoximin works, and it does. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowerhour.com and detoxify with Detoximin.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, I'm going to take five calls as quickly as possible, and then I'm going to get into a bunch of news that we really need to cover, so stay with us, folks. Really key information coming up. The Terry Schiavo Schindler story really tears my heart out. And I know instinctively it affects myself and my family. It's a horrible future. We've got to change it. We've got to stop it. Just to address something on air, I addressed it last hour. I love all our callers. Whether you call every other day or you call once, you know, a year. I just every day get emails and calls and letters that people can't get in who are first-time callers. And so that's why if I would ask that callers only call a couple times a week. We love your calls. We're not telling you not to call, just because the phone lines get loaded up, and then it's a lot of the regulars in there, and then only some of the new callers can get in. We want to hear from everybody. Let's go to these calls quickly. We're going to go to Bill, Ron, Mark, Brock. Well, no, Betty. I'm getting my calls confused now. We're going to go to Ron. We're going to go to Bill, Betty, Ron, and then Brock and Mark. Right now, let's go to Bill in Pennsylvania. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. I basically what I had to say was basically a rehash of what you and Mark just talked about, so I'll keep it short. One answer to the dilemma about the Pledge of Allegiance is just change it to read probably One Nation Without God. But,
well, let's be honest, yeah.
I'm looking at the Philadelphia Inquirer this morning, and they have a write-up here, and I just went the rounds with Chris Gray, who Inquirer's staff writer, who wrote this article, and it says, because Terry Schiavo is in a persistent vegetative state with no cognition, she will feel little pain now that the tube feeding her water and nutrients to her abdomen have been removed, said Ronald Schoenwetter, chief medical officer.
I wonder if they're giving her painkillers.
Well, I wanted this. I've been following it somewhat on Jackie Petru has a program 9 o'clock Eastern. I mention it because it's not in conflict with
your
show.
Sure.
And this guy is quoted as said this Michael, this piece of crud is quoted as saying, "Why isn't the bitch dead yet?" He said that is also made public that he's going to take the settlement money when she's dead and buy a boat and take it to her Europe. This is what we're dealing with. But I see the bottom line really is it's a precursor to try to condition all of us to accepting this right to die thing.
And these news articles, well, they've been killing hundreds of people like this that we know of, these news articles are all saying she's a vegetable. There's video of her a month ago, sitting up, eyes blinking, looking at her mother, smiling.
That's I asked Chris Gray here, I asked, where'd you get your information? She said, well, we just do objective reporting. I said, well, it doesn't look all that objective to me.
Did you ask her, have you been to terriesfight.org and watched the video of her?
I wasn't aware of that website, but I told her about Jackie Petrie's Sweet Liberty.
Yeah, I know what it is. But so what else is on your mind? It's a terrible case.
That's about all. I was glad you got Mark on the air there. And I don't have much more, but just to rehash what you guys already discussed.
All right. Thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it. Bill, good to hear from you. Betty in Indiana. Betty, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I never really thought I'd get through.
Well, you are. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I guess so. Okay. I heard the gentleman that has MS, and I've got MS, too. And I've had it for, 25 years. And I used to drive school bus. And I even, my kids all like me on the bus. So, I mean, I'm not real square or whatever, fuddy-duddy. But I kind of look at it in a strange way. I'm in a wheelchair, and my husband and I just celebrated our 40th anniversary, so it's not like I'm a widow or a divorcee or I stay by myself. My children and my husband and my son, I know they all love me.
You have a loving family.
I do.
Which is the greatest asset you can have after a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Right. And if I should die tomorrow, I don't worry about where I'll go because I know that the Lord put me here, and when he thinks it's time to get out of here, then he'll take me.
Here's the problem. Even when families don't want to kill family members now, if you've because of the economy and the cost of health care, if you go on their welfare system, they'll trick you into signing folks over as a ward of the state, and the state will kill you. A lot of these cases are the state doing it. It's not always just family doing it. This is a very scary future we're entering.
You got that right. And you know that the government will do it twice as fast as anybody else. I mean, the chemtrails that they put out there, I mean, those are definitely not healthy. But
they admit thousands of biological tests on the American people as well as chemical tests.
Right. So, you know, but I'm happy. And like I said, my husband loves me dearly, and I love him dearly. You don't live with somebody for 40 years and be, you know, suffering and not like the person. But like I said, I've got different things going with the MS. I have a pump and I have a port. And so whenever we find anything for the MS, we go for it. Can't afford a whole lot, but whatever, you know, it costs, my husband's more than willing, you know, to do it.
But well, that's because he's a good human being and has love in his heart, and you're blessed to have him. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Betty. Thank you. Let's now talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I don't want to get sidetracked on the situation with Mary Schiavo, but I'll just say this. Why, if they have to do that evil thing, do they have to use such a torturous methodology? We're more considerate about the humanity in employing executions against convicted murderers. They're starving her to death. That's slow and painful. And Jeb Bush is the first magistrate of the state of Florida. He could intercede if he really wanted to.
Oh, he could sign a clemency pardon, whatever. He could instantly have her under care and take care of her.
Right, he has those powers. But I want to move on to this. Two things. I don't know if you're familiar with this story, but I thought it was an eye-catching story. You were talking about people who were mistreated by social services department, accused of child abuse and things of that nature. Have you read the story? It was in Monday's New York Post about Rod Serling, famous Rod Serling of Twilight Zone fame. His daughter, Anna Sutton, she's suing for $10 million. She was the victim of what she described the Twilight Zone episode in a child abuse matter. She was cleared of everything at the end. And now she's
Ron,
suing.
You always call in with really important stories. You were the one the day of the New York Post article about him going after the 15-year-old graduating from college with a 3.84. And you emailed me that, and I did get it from you. And now you drop this on us. Please email it to tips at Infowars.com if it's still in the New York Post.
I don't have a computer, but I could give it. It's off the AP
wire. Well, I know when you mentioned it, somebody emailed it to me. But you're telling me they went after Rod Serling's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
What did the story say?
Her daughter's had a mental problem. She went to her school, okay, to talk to the school psychologist. She lied about being abused. It turned out it was a total lie. The school psychologist tells the Department of Social Services, it's in Ithaca, New York. I'm very familiar with that area, and they really are off the beam over there when you're talking about social services. So they call up the mother, or rather the mother calls the school to speak to the psychologist. The psychologist, I guess, does a three-way calling thing to the Department of Social Services, and the whole process goes in effect. They take her daughter, the Suttons, which that's her married name, Sutton, do not see their daughter. Daughter's put in foster care. They have to fight through the court. For about a year, they were deprived of the right to see their daughter. They win. They're innocent, okay? Now, Miss Sutton, Anna Sutton, and her husband are suing in federal court in Syracuse, New York, are suing the Department of Social Services that did this to them.
And I would imagine that she's got quite an inheritance. I've seen them go after rich people. And, I mean, that's the point, folks. It's not just the poor people. They're done feeding on them. They've run out of the lions, have eaten all the gazelles in that area.
And that's what it comes down to. And, you know, I'm very familiar with that area of New York State. I have family there, everything. I know it intimately. This Rod Serling, he came from that area. I mean, the family was highly regarded in Ithaca, New York. They turned on
them. Well, what they do is almost all public schools have, by seventh or eighth grade, you write journals on your parents. They say your parents, this even happened when I was in school, folks, okay? You write journals on your parents, and now it's done on computer. That's put in a database. The cameras in the classrooms, now in thousands of schools, by the way, not just Mississippi, not just Louisiana, down in Biloxi, Mississippi. All of this goes, quote, onto the Internet and is federally accessible. They overlook what you're writing, what you're talking about. They tell you, write whatever you want, and they call you before these counselors, and they say, what do your parents do to you? Are they mean to you? We can do something about that. Your child's mad at you. They say something, and then, of course, the child later reneges on the lie because now they're in a torturous situation being beat up by the foster care parents, being, you know, basically starved because they're just a money-making operation.
Well, that's pretty much what happened. Their daughter was mad at them. She fabricated the story like that, and they went through hell. It might be an interesting story. It was, like I said, on the AP, a wire, obviously, and it was
you
reported.
You said New York Post.
Yeah, Mondays, October 13th, page 12 in the New York Post. Another thing, did you ever get that letter I sent you, Alex, about the Matrix from my congressman?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure of that. And secondly, thirdly, actually, do you have a phone number where people can reach Angel Shemaiah's group?
You know, their website's keepandbeararms.com, and I don't have that pulled up in front of me.
Oh.
I don't allow myself a computer when I'm on air. I really should, but
okay.
In the past, I end up surfing and not paying attention. Thanks for the call.
I don't have...
I'm sorry, I already cut you off. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead now and talk to Brock in Canada, and then Mark in Minnesota, and that's it for calls this hour, because I want to cover news. Go ahead, Brock.
Hello, Alex. In California, we recently had a recall election, a recall of the governor, and the governor technically did nothing illegal. In Florida,
and the people running the Enron scam, like Arnold, are the saviors to fix it. And then now Bush is meeting Arnold tomorrow, and it's broken in the AP that it's a scripted meeting. They both have scripts.
My point being that in Florida, we have a governor who has done something illegal by not stepping in and saving murder from happening, and I think that everyone should recall the governor of Florida because he has done something illegal. Why not?
Well, it's also torture, as the last caller Ron said. I mean, we've gone through it with Wesley Smith here, and we've had doctors on. Sometimes you can live 10 days, 14 days, and, I mean, your skin starts cracking and bleeding, your tongue swells up, turns black, cracks, the water all goes to the core organs. I mean, folks, this is one of the most torturous ways to die.
Well, if everyone launched a petition to recall Governor Bush, it would get some national limelight.
They need to get video of her dying. Everybody needs to see the torturous death, maybe a stopgap film where you shoot a photo every hour.
I agree.
Just show her wither, shrivel up, turn black, crack skin, blood coming out her mouth. We need to see the love.
And show everyone that Governor Bush chose for this to happen.
Yeah, he's acting like, oh, I'll do something, but the family keeps begging him. He could end this instantly.
Yes, he could, and I think everyone needs to know that loud and so very clear, and that'll get through.
All right, thank you, Barack. Great points. Mark in Minnesota, go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Alex. I wasn't sure if I really wanted to do this because you might get other people doing the same thing, but you're saying you have a friend named Ronnie who has melanoma?
Yes.
I use some stuff. I'm sure you probably heard of Harry Hoxsey.
No.
I can tell you that the bloodroot, the topical salve, pretty amazing stuff. And sorry to hear about that. I'll keep them in my prayers.
I know there's a lot of alternative treatments, but everybody believes in the doctors and the system. And there's certainly some good there and some bad there. And there's some good and bad in the supplement market. You can't believe all of it, but I know there's a lot of treatments.
I had a tumor that was pulled out of my body with this stuff. It's pretty effective with, like, melanoma, and I don't sell this stuff or anything, but, you know, you could probably find...
What's it called?
If you look up, like, the word bloodroot, like, look up the word bloodroot salve, cancer cells, and then the word bloodroot, you'll find all sorts of different things. You can probably get, like, a jar of it, which would
be... Is that the Native American treatment?
Yeah, it's got like bloodroot and zinc chloride.
Yeah, I know people that have successfully put that on skin cancers, but I'm not going to sit there and give medical advice.
But now with this Terry Schiavo, I can't understand why they don't just go in there and take her, the family. It seems like that would be more than justified.
Right after she got bones broken, it wasn't a heart attack, folks, and right after evidence showed she'd been strangled, we don't know by who. The husband comes in and says, "Oh, the lawyer said it'll be simple if you just sign over all your rights to me." And they go, "Oh, sure," you know, crying. "Oh, just a form. Here, sign." And that's where all this basically extrapolated from. Thanks for the call, Mark. I really appreciate it. We'll shift gears back into that and get into a bunch of other news in the next hour and go back to calls. But right now, I got to go into news here because this is all so vitally important. Let's go with it. Now, this is from CNN. U.S. troops battle an Iraqi-Syrian border. U.S. troops came under fire early Wednesday from a group of people the coalition said was trying to cross illegally into Iraq from Syria. Resulting gun battle left several of the alleged infiltrators dead, coalition officials said. No U.S. soldiers were reported wounded. Well, that's good, but last time they claimed the Syrians attacked, later they had to admit that the U.S. attacked. So they're trying to get a war going. Israel's attacking Syria. Syria supposedly got the terrorists striking back. And they're got the now they're passing sanctions against Syria. See, I told you they're going to Syria, folks. My cousin's a high-level officer, you know, in all this, and he's been told they're going in. No U.S. soldiers were reported wounded, but a U.S. observation helicopter was forced down after being hit by small-arms fire. Flash began about midnight Tuesday when ground observers from the Army's 82nd Airborne Division noticed a group of people trying to enter Iraq without going through an official crossing. So there's that. On the good news front, senators joined forces to roll back parts of Patriot Act. How about we roll back the whole thing? See, they admit there's no real sunset. The Section 205 of the sunset provision, is it 203? My memory's failing. It just sunsets little provisions. The key stuff, 213, 215, it's not repealed, so they're trying to do that. A bipartisan group of lawmakers, advocacy groups, have formed a coalition of conscience, quote, to roll back sections of the Patriot Act. They say encroach on civil liberties. This is an amazing coalition. Very seldom do these groups and these senators come together, said Senator Richard J. Durbin, Illinois Democrat. Senator Larry E. Craig, Idaho Republican, and Mr. Durbin join representatives from the American Civil Liberties Union and American Conservative Union, as well as the Eagle Forum. Among others yesterday introduced the Security and Freedom Ensure Safe Act. Now, I haven't read it yet. I've read the House version. It's okay. The Senate version, I'll check into it. Maybe you can go read it and call in and tell us next hour what's in it. A lot of you are better at reading laws than I am and point out a lot of great stuff for us. Again, the good news is the forced inoculation plan they tried to use color of law on the police and medical workers has fallen through. Smallpox vaccination plan ceased. USA Today, less than a year after President Bush announced a smallpox vaccination plan to protect Americans in the event of a terrorist attack, a fraction of the expected number of health workers have been immunized, and the much-ballyhooed program is dead in the water. Very important. Matrix system would put privacy on endangered list. In the sci-fi thriller movie The Matrix, a clueless slacker is offered a choice: swallow the blue pill or continue life as he knows it, or swallow a red pill and learn the truth about the fearsome computer network secretly controlling humankind. That's Hollywood. Here's real life. Georgia and a dozen other states, it's all of them, folks, have quietly chosen to join a vast computerized database purported to help fight crime and root out terrorism. See, crime and terror now. It, too, is called Matrix, a tortured acronym of Multi-State Anti-Terrorism Information Exchange. We'll come back with that. It's called Echelon. You know it as Total Information Awareness, now morphing into Matrix.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hey, John Statmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free 1 month supply with your order. Call toll free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got the third hour coming up, and I'm going to continue for about 20 minutes into the next hour covering news that I've got to get to that's so just incredible and important. And, of course, we're going to take more calls then for the last 40 minutes of the show with a smattering of other articles. Matrix system would put privacy on endangered list. Atlanta Journal-Constitution. That goes on to say that the Matrix system is for crime and terror. And it's everything you do, everything you buy, your phone records, your credit reports, everything. And they admit it was already set up years ago with the states reporting to the feds data. And Our Lady of Peace Act, the new gun control bill, they call it the Strengthening the Instant Check System, will put gun owners on the top of that list and get all that data on you and use that as another funding mechanism for this. Matrix was created by Senescent Incorporated, a Florida-based company, with the help of a $12 million in taxpayer funds. It's always propaganda. Oh, really? The data collection points the federal computers put in locally, the Echelon and NSA and CIA and the FBI systems to go over the email? No, it wasn't created by them. See, there's always a new name, a new group, and when you oppose that, it'll go, okay, we're canceling it. But the system goes on. And it goes on to say, with taxpayer-funded grants from the Department of Homeland Security and the Justice Department, adding to its cloak and dagger mystique, the millionaire founder, Hank Asher, was forced to sever ties with the company after report service that he was a former drug smuggler and government informant. Yeah, that's who their fronts are. The Matrix system works by amassing tetrabytes of confidential information about private citizens, up to and including Social Security numbers and the addresses of their neighbors. Matrix then cross-references other public and private data, including credit and property records, and makes the intelligence available but to participating police departments at lightning speed. All they're saying, magazines, newspapers, books will all have embedded in them an RFID, just like the money does, and that's going to be tracked too. And it goes, in a belated spasm of common sense, they've now instructed the state attorney general office to review Georgia's proposed participation in the Matrix system. And they're doing that because of heat. It goes forward. I'm not trying to say we can't win this thing. We got to be honest about the system and what it really is. Total Information's been canceled. The Patriot Act's been canceled. No, it hasn't. We're in a fight, too, but you got to finish this bully off, folks. And believe me, he's not even stumbling around yet. You haven't even dazed him yet. Yeah, he's mad. He's got a few teeth knocked out and a bloody nose. So do we, okay? Frankly, we're dazed stumbling around, but you can fire up and take it back against him. All right, I'll get back to worker strike over Big Brother monitoring system. Chi-Com's going to space with a manned mission. Study wrong impression to help support Iraq war. Survey U.S. troops suffering low morale. We'll talk about some of the atrocities our troops are carrying out as well. This is admitted stuff, by the way. I haven't even scratched the surface. There's a lot of key stuff in the stack today. Before I end this hour, I want to spend the last 70 seconds or so we got left encouraging every single person out there to support this broadcast by spreading the word about the show, whether you listen on internet, AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, and to get my videos, to get them and give them as Christmas presents or to give them as birthday presents or just give them as a gift of knowledge to your neighbors, the county commissioner, the sheriff, the talk show host, especially the talk show host. Don't count on others to do it. We know it's having a massive effect, but not a big enough effect. And your purchase also supports what we do here. So go to Infowars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, peruse what we have to offer of your online, and support us and get great items that will wake people up and that you'll find riveting and informative, up the level of your understanding. Police State 3, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, the book, Order Out of Chaos. Get it all. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. If you don't stand in the gap against tyranny, nobody will. Get out there, get on the field, get off the bench.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick.